You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Ball game over! A perfect game! A perfect game for David Cone!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. Your boy, BT, we've been doing a lot of Knicks, of course, as we'll continue to do so, and we'll reset coming up at 12 o'clock. Anything you might have missed, by the way, check out the free Odyssey app. Started the show talking about the Knicks, basically been doing Knicks ever since. But and I do want to get into the Rangers at some point. We'll do more of the baseball tomorrow, and obviously look ahead to the NFL draft, which I'm starting to get really excited about now,
yep,
as we're just days away here. But on that topic, your boy Zach finally was traded. And yeah. I'd love to get your thoughts here in a second. I personally was shocked that they were able to get even move up. Like, think about it. They moved up around to, yes, get rid of Zach Wilson, which is incredible, where we thought they were just going to cut him and get nothing for it. But the end of an era, sadly, that Zach Wilson is no more a New York Jet.
Yeah, the ironic thing is I actually think I nailed it to the T, like what the Jets would have to do to actually trade him. Remember I said like a week or so ago that they would have to attach like a sixth round or something, right, to incentivize. Like, I just thought somebody would give up, you know, a seventh round pick, whatever it is.
So it's Zach and a seven.
Or Zach and a six, or Zach and a seven.
So I thought they were
Jets
getting back to
some
six.
Sort of. Yeah. Yes, they're getting back a six.
So they Zach and a seven, and they split the money.
Yep, and the Jets attached a very, very late pick, yeah, going to Denver. Listen, I wish the kid well. It didn't work out for a multitude of reasons. He was a mess. The franchise was a mess. I really think the beginning of the end was with those stupid Mike White t-shirts. I really do. Now, I'm not saying that if that didn't happen or if Saleh intervened and said, no, guys, this is probably not the best look for morale of our young, precocious quarterback we're trying to build around, take him off, that it would change anything. It just was never going to work here, again, for a multitude of reasons. But, you know,
how about the fact that he goes with Sean Payton in Denver?
Yeah, and their quarterback room is very weird
isn't
right now.
Telling,
they don't have
though,
anybody.
Isn't it telling that arguably one of the great offensive minds,
yeah,
certainly currently, but you look at what Sean Payton has done, you know, won a Super Bowl, you look at all the success he had in New Orleans,
mm-hmm,
he is the one who said, you know what, I'll take a flyer on
I'll
Zach
kick
Wilson.
The tires on him. You know, generally it goes that way. People who are great at their craft generally have an arrogance, and it's not a bad thing. I mean, you kind of need this, an ego and arrogance that they can fix whatever didn't work elsewhere. And Sean Payton's looking at that arm talent, the off-platform stuff, you know, a little bit of a rehabilitation period, get his head right, maybe coach him differently,
get him out of New York.
Conceptually. Yeah, the concepts, yeah, that they run schematically, get him out of New York. It would not surprise me if we're sitting there watching the Jets, watching the Giants, watching the Red Zone at some point.
Did they play Denver
this
year?
They played them 2 years in a row. Mm. I can't imagine it's three. I don't think so, but off the top of my head, I don't believe so. Don't hold me to it.
I'd love to see that.
That'd be great. It'd be a nice, easy Jets win right now. I just think at some point we're going to see a Zach highlight flash up, social media.
Jet getaway, you go see, see Zach Wilson starting for the Broncos.
If you're going to London, I'll tell you that. Getting some.
You have the opponents? Are you definitely going?
I got
going?
Some stuff. I just can't go with it yet.
Okay.
But it could be fun. Yeah, and I wish Zach. Well, I think he's a good kid.
Hey, man, and, football season be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're looking forward to the draft. Yeah, me too. And I think the Jets screwed this up more than Zach Wilson. I know there are a lot of
me
people
too.
Who said Zach
no,
Wilson
me too.
Sucks.
Me too.
We are in agreement of that. The Jets never had a chance. I would have liked to have seen if he had a real chance, what he could have done, maybe it would have been on him. And I'm not saying he was great because he certainly wasn't, but I think the Jets butchered that from day one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
3-2, swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. Knicks take a 2-0 lead after an improbable, thrilling victory last night over the Semis Sixers. Game 3 Thursday night. Game 2 at the world's most famous tonight for the New York Rangers, BT. I'll be on hand. Hoff and I are going. We got hooked up with some tickets. We had to pay, but we're going. Mitch in Fort Lee came through with some tickets.
Oh, did he?
He goes, ask BT. I go, dude.
BT has no interest in
going.
He
wants no part. I go, you get Knicks tickets. I'll let BT know, and we'll probably be there together if you get some Knicks tickets. Yeah. So Rangers, I was like, let's see, maybe Hoff wants to go, so we're going to go.
Well, that's what he's got his jersey on. Is that the Gravesy?
Is his Gravesy jersey.
Number nine.
And a boy.
Not Gordon the San Jose Sharks jersey, but the Rangers jersey. Yeah,
Gordon will be rocking, I'm sure. Ugh. So I got to tell you an embarrassing story.
They're going to mop the floor with them tonight. Go ahead. What happened?
I hope so. Not going. You don't want to go to a bad game. Game one, right? I'm home Sunday afternoon watching. 3 o'clock start.
Yep.
Watch the first period. Nothing much happened.
Mm-hmm.
First intermission, I'm like laying on the couch and I'm...
He's still moving in. You're doing some chores.
We're doing a lot of work. I put together like a, whatever, cabinet piece to put some stuff. Like, that's what I did Saturday, Sunday. But like, I'm tired. So I'm like, let me just like take maybe a little nap or close my eyes. It started, how you just doze or whatever. And I'm like, I'll wake up because once second period gets going... I'm going to hear naturally the sounds of the game. All right, back here for the second period, Rangers and Cavs. You just naturally wake up out of it. Dude, I wake up maybe a half hour later, and I look at the screen, and I see a stream play of Doc McStuffin. And I'm like, what the hell is
Sammy
going on?
Sammy took
here?
Over?
She must have, on like whatever iPad or phone she was watching stuff, switched it to the TV. Therefore, I didn't wake up because it was like a silent stream of Doc McStuffin. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I put the game back on. It's 3-1 Rangers.
And you missed everything? They scored in two minutes, right?
I missed all of it. I missed the Rempe goal. I fell asleep.
I don't know if you deserve to go tonight, quite frankly, buddy.
So I'm thinking to myself, now you know how we look for saying, you're exactly right. I'm like, oh my God, how did this happen? I fell asleep during a Ranger playoff game. You know how you look for symmetry between, the Knicks and Rangers 30 years ago? And, Knicks and Rangers, both high seeds, 93-94.
Oh, yeah.
Fast forward 30 years, OJ being in the news for one thing or another 30 years. Well, I was like, when the hell? I'm like, what's wrong with me? I've never fallen asleep during a Ranger playoff game. And then it hit me. 1994, Stanley Cup Finals. I remember waking up to Greg Adams scoring the overtime winner for the Canucks.
Vancouver.
And the reason why I was out, I had the chicken pox. I actually had to miss baseball games. It was the one year I played ninth grade, which was, I guess, JV?
It depends. It could be freshman, could be JV.
It was JV because our school went 10, 11, 12.
Oh, gotcha.
So we were 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
But like I played on school. I had to miss games because of the chicken pox.
Chicken. Did you have them bad?
I did. Yeah. So I remember like being passed out, and I woke up. Greg Adams scored that game winner.
Yeah,
but that's the last time. So a little more symmetry. But how about that, dude? I fell asleep during that one. I mean, what's going on? This is, during a Ranger playoff game?
Now, this was on Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. We were texting a little bit on Sunday about the Knicks. And to be fair, like, Sal's, even in our exchange on text, and I completely disagree.
You were like, awesome game or something?
Yeah. What he's saying on the air is basically what he was texting, right? Well, maybe the energy that you're putting forth into these Knicks, like, the wrong way, is depriving you of the energy needed to stay up to watch the Rangers.
I'm not putting bad, especially after game one. Will you stop with the bad energy? I want the Knicks to win this series.
But yesterday, you got on my last nerve. Yesterday we went at it. I mean, it was ridiculous what you were doing yesterday.
What do you mean what
they
I was
played
doing?
A horrible game. Meanwhile, well, they're up like plus 23 in rebounds and shoot almost 50% from behind the arc. They played horrible.
Now, so I will say that, and going back and watching that and thinking about the show afterwards.
What, like, the clip?
Well, yeah, I do think sometimes, though, I say things that you take literally. Like, when I say Anunoby stinks, I don't mean literally he stinks.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, what I mean is, offensively, he's not what he needs to be. Like, forget about defense. We're talking about offensively. Yeah. Offensively, he's not a number two guy. And he's only a number three if Randall is a number two and he can sit there on the wing and knock down a three. So that's where I said it. And when I said the Knicks played horribly, it means in comparison to how either I expected them to play or what they did in the regular season.
Yep, yep.
So you're right. Like, did they play great on the board? Sure. Was the energy and effort there? Yeah, but I didn't think they played a good game.